morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
High-quality seed wheat this fall can help you produce a better wheat crop next June. And Peeper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Peeper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Peeper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Peeper, 580-541-1949.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West. Animal Industry Services of the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture yesterday issued a warning to horse owners, encouraging them to take the precaution of vaccinating their animals as soon as possible to protect against the West Nile virus and Eastern equine encephalitis. Oklahoma averages approximately 40 cases per year of positive diagnoses of mosquito-carried diseases in horses. Weakness, fever, incoordination, seizures, blindness, and difficulty getting up are all observable symptoms of the West Nile virus that can be watched for. Several vaccines are available. Horse owners should visit their veterinarian to determine which protocol best suits their operations. To reduce the risk of infection, eliminate standing or stagnant water on your property and limit horses' outdoor exposure at dawn and dusk when mosquitoes carrying the virus are most active. And moving on now, Oklahoma is home to less than 2% of the total U.S. population. Still, half of each dollar producers pay into the beef checkoff goes to fund the Oklahoma Beef Council's promotional efforts here in the state. Executive Director Heather Buckmaster says she recognizes that the majority of beef purchase potential lies beyond our own state's borders. In a recent interview with our farm director, Ron Hayes, she says it's because of this fact that the Oklahoma Beef Council invests some of its in-state funds out of state via digital advertising, which she says gives producers the biggest bang for their buck.
One of the opportunities we have with the internet is that we're not bound by the borders of Oklahoma. We recognize that Oklahoma has less than 1.2% of the U.S. population. And so we've worked for the last 3 to 4 years with other state beef councils and helping to amplify national digital advertising. As we speak, we have digital marketing efforts in 5 states.
Buckmaster explains that this strategy targeting some of the most populous states in the union, like California, Illinois, Florida, and New York, was implemented with 2 goals in mind. One, to inspire consumers to purchase and prepare more beef, and two, to drive consumers to the Beef It's What's for Dinner website.
Last year, we drove over 130,000 visitors to the Beef It's What's for Dinner website, which I think is like we're getting them one step closer to that purchase. And then we had over 300,000 video views of our beef videos that are just wonderful.
Overall, more than 4 million people visited the website last year, 77% of them being first-time visitors to the site.
So what that tells me is that our advertising and how we're reaching out through them through search advertising is working.
The Beef It's What's for Dinner website is currently under development to fit the modern web surfing proclivities of today's consumer. As the Cattlemen's Beef Board wraps up work on rolling out a fresh campaign to revitalize the existing Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. Once complete, the new website will be a one-stop shop for all things beef, integrating 8 total beef industry information websites into just one. You got farm news on Ron.
Superior Livestock proud to present their Labor Day 2017 sale coming September 14th and 15th. Be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 50,000 head yearlings on the 14th of September, then calves and calves on cows on the 15th of September. If you want more details about when a lot may sell and preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.